don't know why. Jesus loves me. Hallelujah. I don't know why he cares. Thank you, Lord. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad he did. I don't know why. I don't know why. Oh, I love him bad. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad he did. He left his mighty throne. Left his mighty throne in glory. Hallelujah. Oh, to bring to us redemption story. Then he died, but he rose again. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did. I don't know why. I don't know why. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be? Where would I be if he didn't care? Where would I be? Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did. I don't know why. Oh, I don't know why he came. I don't know why. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad he did. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. The everlasting arms. What a blessedness. What a peace of mind. Leaning on the everlasting. Oh, I'm leaning, I'm gaining. Safe and secure from all way. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, how bright the path goes from day to day. I'm leaning on the everlasting. I'm leaning, I'm leaning. I'm leaning on Jesus. Safe and secure from leaning on, leaning on, leaning. Amen. Sing that song. What's that song? When we get to the other side. Brother Will, we sang it the other day. Huh? Beulah Land, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. The pastor should be leading the songs. Amen. Amen. I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I never been before.
Hallelujah!
Oh, no sad goodbyes. Oh, no sad goodbyes. Oh, will they be spoken? Oh, oh, time won't matter anymore. Beulah Land, Beulah Land, Beulah Land. I'm longing for you. Someday on the earth, I will stand there, my own, shall be eternal. Beulah Land, sweet Beulah. I'm looking now, I'm looking through His Word, across the river, across that river, where my faith is gonna end inside. Oh, I long to see that place, not just a few more days. Oh, to labor for Jesus, it may not take my heavenly fight. Beulah Land, Beulah Land, Beulah Land, I'm longing for you. Hey, my, yes, someday. Yeah. Oh, I will stand. Yeah, my home shall be eternal. Beulah Land, Beulah Land, sweet Beulah, Beulah Land, one more time, Beulah.
Power to take you there is in you. Amen. And we've come to water the camels tonight.
Amen.
The same ones that He sent to take us back.
Amen.
To Him. Is that not a wonderful thing? Let's remember Sister Patient. She's not feeling well. Could not make it for service.
Amen.
Saints, let's, before Brother Tom comes, let's all put ourselves before the Lord. Let's all come to a time of prayer just to really appreciate the Lord. Put your heart upon the altar and let's come into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
With thanksgiving in our hearts. Let's all have a time of prayer. Heavenly Father, we bring this petition up unto Thee. Father, do pray for our sister Patience. Pray for Your grace. Pray for Your mercy upon her. I do dedicate up unto Thee upon this day. Father, please touch her. Lord, to make her well, Lord. You know what's happening. You know what's going on, Lord. I just so do desire to dedicate up unto thee upon this day. So do desire. Yes, Lord. Father, we do pray for Sister Patience, Lord. We lift up unto thee at this time. Father, we pray that you'd raise her up, Lord, in this season of the resurrection. Father, let, Lord, the power of your resurrection touch you at this time, Lord. Father, we do dedicate unto your hands. Bless her. Bless the service. In Jesus' name, amen. Saints, we do greet you in Jesus' name. So wonderful to see everybody out tonight. Easter time. I really want to say thanks to Brother Tom for coming down today and tomorrow. Do appreciate it. Brother Sammy as well. Good to see Brother Junior back. Wish he had stayed back. That should be good. God bless you. But I just want to hand over to Brother Tom for the word. May he take his liberty. Brother Tom, take your liberty, please, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, the Lord bless each and every one. It's really a privilege to be asked to come, and I want to thank the pastor for this invitation. And I think this is the first time I've been home for a brave lot of years. Every Easter I'm away somewhere. But I wasn't so keen to go anywhere this year, but it's good to be in Dublin with the brethren here and the saints here. And, you know, as I was praying all week, you know, what are we going to preach about? And I really was wanting to preach about the resurrection and the tomb and everything. It's Easter, but I just couldn't get the leading to do it. And what I want to talk about tonight's the five offerings. And it's really Christ-centered, and that's what we're thinking about tonight. This is the time of the year when the greatest event took place. Whatever took place in the universe, that Jesus rose from the dead. Conquered death, conquered hell, and conquered the grave. And we just thank the Lord so much tonight for that ultimate sacrifice. We've been singing about it. And we just thank the Lord we can sing about it. Praise God. So the Lord bless each and every one. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bring a greetings from the saints in Banbridge. And I really appreciate the brethren here. I've been coming for quite a time. I enjoy it every time I come. I feel a great liberty to preach, and I appreciate that. Appreciate your pastor. And we just thank the Lord that after all these years, we're still going on.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I just thank God, you know, from 1989 when the Lord, I had the visitation in the jail, and that's quite a time back now. And, you know, as pastor in a church, by the time I was about 24 years old, I was pastor in a church. And the Lord's kept us ever since. Amen. And you know, I believe the Word of God is like the ocean. As preachers, we wonder many times, and the pastor knows what I'm talking about, what am I going to preach? And there's so much you can preach, but you just want the Lord to lead you with something.
Amen.
And you think, well, I've preached this, I've preached that, there's nothing more. But you see, God's Word's like the ocean.
Amen.
And what we preach is like a spoonful out of the ocean. It's inexhaustible. We can never preach more than what he has for us. There's always something fresh, something new.
Amen.
It's so wonderful.
Amen.
And we just thank the Lord for his word. If we could turn to Leviticus. Maybe I'll take this coat off. Leviticus chapter 1. Let's read the first 9 verses. And you know, the five offerings are in the first 4 chapters, then it repeats again, the five offerings. And my focus tonight will be really evangelistical to take from this. And everybody can take this and bring it a bit different depending on the ministry. So the way I look at it is to really see Christ, bring it out, and all the different wee points and things. And just trust the Lord will help us. Praise God. From verse 1 then. And the Lord God called unto Moses and spake unto him out of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, If any man of you bring an offering unto the Lord, ye shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd and of the flock. If his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a meal without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. Amen. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. And he shall kill the bullock before the Lord, and the priests, Aaron's sons, shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood round about upon the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall flay the burnt offering and cut it into pieces. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall not put fire upon the altar and lay the wood in order upon the altar. And the priests, Aaron's sons, shall lay the parts, the head and the fat in order upon the wood that is on the fire which is upon the altar. But his inward and his legs shall he wash in water, and the priest shall burn all on the altar to be a burnt off a sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet smelling savour unto the Lord. Amen. And Father and our eternal God, we thank thee this evening that we can come in the name that's above every name. Yes. And what a time this evening at Easter, when we think of the resurrection morning, when the earthquake took place and the rocks rent and there was a great noise. And oh God, you rose Jesus, your Son, from the dead. And Lord, when they came to look for him, there was the angel sitting on the rock. And he said, Why seek ye the living amongst the dead? He's not here, but he is alive. Lord, we thank you tonight. He's no more in the monuments. And he's no more in the tombs, but he's living tonight. Amen. And he's in the hearts of every true believer. Amen. Lord, we are glad tonight for mercy and grace. And we're glad, Lord, that your prophet came in the 20th century and preached to us your chosen place of worship. Amen. Wherever you put your name is where you are. Amen. And Father, we're gathered in your name tonight. Amen. And because of that, we have great confidence in thee. That where two or three are gathered in your name, that you are in the midst and not to bless. Now, Lord, I take the promised Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. And I thank you that you undertake for me in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. This burnt offering tonight really typifies the death of Christ. And the study of this offerings, and I won't get through all these things in a couple of services. There's so much. But I've really been blessed. I took to preach from Leviticus quite a time back. And I could not believe what the Lord gave us from it. Every single chapter we went through. And we had a real time, praise God. And this study of these offerings cannot but deepen our reverence for the Word of God. And magnify our Lord and Savior whom they represent. And we should never overlook the fact that all these particulars given concerning these five offerings, which reveal so many different aspects of Christ's life and work, were given to Moses by Jehovah himself. Moses met with God. Our brother mentioned it at the start. The pastor, take your shoes off. We know that Moses was herding the sheep and he saw a great light. He saw a bush burning. And he said, I shall turn aside and see this sight. And we know that he met with Almighty God. Amen. And we know that God spoke to Moses. And Moses was God's mouthpiece. And the Bible even says Moses was God to the people. Amen. And Aaron was his prophet. So when we read these great truths here, which Moses speak, this is direct from God to the people of God. And they're so wonderful tonight. Praise God. And the Lord called unto Moses and spake unto him out of the fire of the tabernacle of the congregation, Such was the position from which Jehovah made the communications contained in this book. God had a plan from the beginning that we can know the character of Christ and his sufferings beforehand. And this burnt offering is an approach offering, indicating the way to God. This is an approach offering, making a way to God. And there had to be a way made to God, and that's what Easter's all about. Jesus came to make a way to God. We couldn't approach God. We were sinners. Sinners by nature. Sinners by birth. We were under the fall on that original sin that was caused in the Garden of Eden. Transferred the penalty onto every one of us. But I thank God for the second Adam.
Amen.
The Lord from glory. And as Adam's transferred unto us the curse and the wrong, the second Adam transferred unto us the good and the righteous and the imputation of righteousness at Calvary. When he no more imputes to us our sins, Romans 4 says, but he imputes to his righteousness. Now I want to tell you that the character of this offering much depends upon its character and the manner in which it was offered. It must be without blemish. And when we look at the Lord Jesus Christ in light of the Word of God, there's no man like Jesus. And you know, I've been listening so many testimonies this last few weeks of Brother Branham and all the people that's with him around his funeral service and everything. And you know, he was so like the Lord. And you know, I've come to the conclusion of one wonderful thing about it all. You see, Christ, when he was here on earth, we saw and we read in the Word of God, and the people saw the miracles, the people saw the signs, the people saw the wonders, the people saw the mighty works that Jesus Christ done. But God in mercy done it again in the 20th century. He done it again. He done the signs again, the wonders again, the miracles again, the spoken word, all the different things. He done it again. And you know why he done it again? Because man forgets. Man forgets. And many times we forget, and Paul says we're to put the brethren in remembrance of all these things.
Amen.
If we're to be the servant of the Lord.
Amen.
And it's good to be remembered of things we know about, but we still need to be remembered about them.
Amen.
And if I can just remind you of some things tonight, well then praise be to God for it.
Amen.
But it must be without blemish, not only in the sight of man, but in the sight of God. And Jesus Christ was the Lamb without spot, the Lamb without blemish. There's no man throughout the Bible like the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He had no sin, he knew no sin. There's one unique thing about Jesus, different from every other man born of a woman.
Amen.
He was born without original sin.
Yes.
Every other man is born under the curse of original sin. The penalty of death is upon every single man that's born of a woman.
Amen.
But death had no claim on Jesus.
Amen.
Because Jesus was without original sin. And that's why God could accept him.
Amen.
And no other on our behalf. That's why we can say with a songwriter, I have no other sacrifice. I have no other plea.
Amen.
It is enough that Jesus died.
Amen.
And that he died for me.
Amen.
First Peter Chapter 1 verse 19 says, but the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. One sin in thought or feeling would have made him blemish sacrifice, but he had no sin in his thoughts. And you know, Brother Branham said, our thoughts speak louder in heaven than they do on earth.
Amen.
But Jesus' thoughts pleased the Father.
Amen.
And he was led by the Spirit all the time.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
He had the Holy Ghost in fullness.
Amen.
Not a portion, but the full Holy Ghost come on him. And in him was that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself.
Amen.
Praise God for him. Here's another thing about this. It must be brought to the door. It must be brought to the door. And you see, you can't go just in the door of this tabernacle, but there had to be a sacrifice brought to the door, and the blood had to be sprinkled at the door before you could enter. Because you couldn't go in of your own steam or your own righteousness or your own works, but you had to bring a voluntary sacrifice.
Amen.
And it had to come to the door. And we know the door always speaks of Christ.
Amen.
And there's one door, only one.
Amen.
Praise God.
The door of access to God has been blocked by sin. It can only be opened through the suffering and sacrifice of Christ our Lord. Jesus Christ came for this purpose. Now he says, behold, I set before you an open door. Do you realize when you look the message of the hour that God sent, this very statement I'm saying to you, Revelations 3 verse 8, that behold, I've set before you an open door. The prophet said, that's this age. Amen. That is this age that we're in now. And God has set before us in this age an open door. But we must come through the door. It's good if you can see the door. It's good if you can recognize the door. But you must enter the door. You must go through the door. For when you go through the door, there's green pastures. An old saint of God said to me many years ago, it was an old sister. She said, I want you to come to my back door. She says, now look up. I was in her house. I looked at the back door. You know what it said inside? Elect according to the foreknowledge of God. She says, now come outside and look at the door. And I come outside and looked at the door. On the outside it said, whosoever will may come. Amen. And you see, tonight if you've never come in the door, then it's whosoever will may come. Amen. But once you come in, it's elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Praise his name. Romans 3 verse 8 says, I know thy works. Behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. John chapter 10 verse 9 says, I am the door. This is Jesus. There's not two doors. There's many people today want us to believe there's other doors, there's other ways, but there's only one. Only one way. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find green pastures. Amen. Let me read you what the prophet of God says from a message called Revelations chapter 1. It was paragraph 97. And there's only one way, all right, brother? There's only one way that goes into the body of Christ. There's only one door to the church of the living God. And Jesus is that door. I am the door. I am the way. The road that leads to the door, I am the door to the sheepfold. He said to his church age, I've set before you an open door. He said to the Methodist church age, they've turned away from it, went in an organization, but I've set before you an open door. And now after they had received sanctification, he said, I've put the open door, which is the Holy Ghost. By one Spirit, we're all baptized into one body, which is Christ. He set the message before the Methodist Church and they turned aside from it. They come up to sanctification and refuse the Holy Ghost. Remember that. That open door, how do you get into Christ? By one Spirit, Holy Spirit, which is Christ's Spirit. We've entered in, not by handshaking, not by sprinkling, but by the Holy Ghost baptism. We are baptized into one body and made partakers of that body. One Holy Ghost baptism into that door. That's exactly Acts 2:38. Repent ye therefore and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And we know there it's not talking about speaking in tongues, though we believe in tongues. It's talking about eternal life. That's the real gift of the Holy Ghost. The gift of the Holy Ghost is eternal life. And you receive eternal life when you receive the Holy Ghost. For the Holy Ghost is God's Spirit. That's the Zoe life of God the prophet talked about. Amen. And when that Zoe life comes in you, you're an eternal being. You can no more die, but you'll live forever and ever. Amen. And just like God can't die, you can't die. For you're born of an incorruptible seed, which liveth and abideth forever. Praise God for it. I want you to see another thing about this. It must be killed before the Lord. In verse 5 of Leviticus 1, you read that. A blameless life is not enough to atone for sin and remove the barrier from the door. Christ must die. And he must die before the Lord. His death was Jehovah's doing. And that man's, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. Atonement has to be made with God. And it was God that had to make this atonement. No man could make it. You know that wee song says, God searched through all of heaven. He couldn't find one willing to go. But the Bible then says God condescended. He lowered himself a little lower than the angels. He came down and he took upon him the form of a man. And he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Amen.
And God's prophet in the 20th century said the Holy Spirit overshadowed the Virgin Mary. And created within her all the things. Man had no part in it. It was all God.
Amen.
And Christ was born of the Virgin Mary.
Amen.
And Christ was holy. And Christ was sinless. And the prophet says, little Jehovah laying in a manger.
Amen.
And when he was 12 years old, he went into the temple and he preached and spoke as one having authority. And he was only a boy. Because he was the Word made flesh.
Amen.
And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same became flesh and dwelt amongst us. God never sent us a secondary sort of a thing, but he sent that which was absolutely unique and perfect, his only begotten Son, to save us and to redeem us. And we know this Lamb was slain in the mind of God from the foundations of the world. And then when we go over to Revelation, it said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony. But this was God's doing. I know Mel Gibson made a film that the Jews killed Jesus. But he's wrong. The Jews only played their part because God's will was that Christ must die. Jesus says, I've set my face as a flint to go up to Jerusalem. He told them he'd die. He told them he'd have to go to Calvary. To redeem man from sin. You see, the law couldn't cure sin, you see. The law was only temporal. The law wasn't perfect. You see, and we know that even Brother Branham said Moses should never ask for law, he should ask for grace. But Jesus Christ came with grace and truth. He abolished the law. He fulfilled the law in every type. And thank God for it tonight. And this is what Easter's all about, the Lamb of Calvary. The man Christ Jesus that came into this sin-cursed world to redeem wicked men and wicked women.
Amen.
You might say, preacher, I'm a big sinner. Well, I'll tell you there's hope for you.
Amen.
For Jesus came to save the ungodly.
Amen.
He came to save the unrighteous. You know, he didn't come for those that didn't need the physician. He came for those needing a physician. And he loves you tonight. The Bible says, John 3:16, God so loved the world.
Amen.
That he gave his only begotten Son.
Amen.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Young boy, young girl, this evening in this meeting, Jesus really loves you.
Amen.
And he went to the cross for you. And he died for you. And God on the third day raised him from the dead.
Amen.
And that's why we're celebrating Easter.
Amen.
Because we're real Christians.
Amen.
And we believe Christ is risen. Isaiah 53 verse 10 says this. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the prizer of the Lord shall prosper his hand. Pleased the Lord to bruise him. God bruised Christ at Calvary. You see, the Bible says, cursed is he that hangeth upon a tree. And Jesus became a curse for me and you. I want you just for a moment to just think of this in your mind. I want you to see the picture of Christ at the cross. I want you to see that they took his garments from him and they stripped him naked to shame him. I want you to see that they offered him vinegar to drink, which was a narcotic made from wine and mirth. It was an antidote to kill the senses and to numb the senses, and the soldiers would give it to the victims to ease their pain and to ease their suffering, but Christ refused it.
Amen.
He refused to drink because he wanted to feel all the agony, all the wrath,
amen,
so that he could pray for you,
amen,
and pray for me.
Amen.
For the Bible says he is our high priest,
amen,
who's touched by the feeling of our infirmities.
Amen.
Christ refused to drink on the cross. And there he was, cursed as he that hangeth on a tree. He was put to shame for me and you. Because we were under the curse. We were under bondage. We were taskmasters to the devil. And he's one dirty devil. I've been telling people lately, don't patronize the devil. He's a stinker. He's filthy. He's unclean. He gives you the wrong thoughts, the wrong ideas. Everything about him's disgusting. But God is holy. And reverend is his name. And I'll tell you, he conquered the devil at Calvary. You see, in Genesis it said, the seed of the woman shall bruise his head. And Christ was that seed of the woman that came. And he bruised the serpent's head at Calvary. And the devil was struck with a death blow. He's never fully recovered, brother. He's only hanging on. He knows he's a short time to go. You know there's a day coming when we're going to shout the victory and kick him into the bottomless pit.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I tell you, he's a liar. Amen. Don't believe him tonight. Amen. Billy Paul Branham said, how do you know when the devil's lying? Every time he opens his mouth.
Amen.
The Bible says there's no truth in him. He's a father of lies.
Amen.
But then it says Jesus is the truth.
Amen.
All truth's in him. Praise Amen. God. This sacrifice here in verse 8 as well of Leviticus chapter 1. Here's another thought. It must be laid in order upon the altar. Everything here must be in order, as everything is typical of him who came to do the Father's will. The kneeling of Christ, our sacrifice upon the cross, may be here in a figure. Colossians 2 verse 14 says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. All of us couldn't have kept the law. We would all broke the law. In one way or another, if you ever told a lie, stole, you know, you threw the whole list tonight, all of us would fail. But Christ fulfilled the law. And them handwriting of ordinance which was against us, but he said they were contrary to us. For he knew what we would be. He knew what we would really do. And he knew from the foundation of the world, being the Alpha and the Omega, the first, the last, the beginning and the end, all that would be in Christ. He knew it and he saw it. And he nailed it all to his cross. And he took it out of the way. And we're not in bondage tonight. There's no writing against us that can be used in a court of law. For Jesus has nailed it to the cross. And no solicitor can use it tonight.
Amen.
Because the word of God says, thy sins and thy iniquities will I remember no more. The blood of it for the blood of Christ. The prophet said, the bleach of the blood of Jesus. He said, you get that bleach, chloride, and you drop the ink into the bucket of bleach and it annihilates it. It's gone away. And the Bible says your sins are removed away as far as the east is from the west. No longer to be remembered against you no more.
Amen.
Oh, we've heard the story told of the old preacher. I'm not sure if it was Luther or Moody, but the devil appeared to him in his study with a long list, brother. And he said, these are your sins, Luther. And he says, is that them all? He says, no, I've got more. And my, he had a list, a real long list. And when he handed it to the man of God, he took a pen from his desk and he wrote over it, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses me from all sin.
Amen.
And the devil fled.
Amen.
You see, when you give the devil the word, he'll go.
Amen.
Because the word of God is our armor.
Amen.
It's our protector.
Yes.
We must stand behind the word of God.
Amen.
And thank God for the word of God.
Amen.
That's why God in the 20th century sent Elijah.
Amen.
To bring us back to the true word.
Amen.
To bring us back to the true gospel.
Yes.
To the true book.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God for it. To turn our hearts. Praise Amen. God. Aren't you glad your heart's turned?
Amen.
When God turns your heart, the glory comes in.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost flows over.
Amen.
And it's glorious. And it's magnifying. And it makes you love the Lord. Ain't it wonderful?
Amen.
And I'll tell you, I said the other night, don't try and see something. You know, you don't have to try and learn something. It's by revelation, the prophet says.
Amen.
God will reveal it supernaturally to you.
Amen.
You won't have to think about it, for when you receive the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
He leads you into all truth.
Yes.
So because we know this real message is the truth, He'll lead us to it. He'll lead us through it. He'll show us the way. There's light at the evening time. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Here's another thought tonight. Its blood must be sprinkled, verse 7 or verse 5. The blameless one becomes the lifeless one. Ain't that something? The blameless one became the lifeless one so that we could live. So that we could live. He yielded up a spirit at Calvary. That word means he dismissed his spirit. Something no other man could do. And then the Bible says in Hebrews, by the eternal spirit, he hath redeemed us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You can see now, can you see now, when Brother Branham talks about the blood and the Holy Ghost, how he typed it out and preached the token. And he said, you see the blood, the chemistry, when it broke, the life was released because the life was in the blood. Amen. And that life in Jesus was the Holy Ghost, God's life. And when the blood cell broke, the life of God was released on God's people. Amen. And you see, the Old Testament, when they sacrificed the lamb or the bullock, it died, its blood went into the ground. They had to continually make an offering. But this sacrifice perfects forever. Amen. Forever. Amen. It was only offered once, but the life came back on the believer after this sacrifice was offered. There's no life could come back from them animals because they have no soul. But through the eternal spirit, he was offered up to God. And Brother Branham actually says that God ripped the body and the soul apart at Calvary. That's what he said. He separated them. And Jesus went out of his body died. Oh, I'll tell you what, it didn't stop there, brother.
Amen.
I might get excited now, you know. But you know, there was a group waiting. And they were in a place called Abraham's bosom. Amen. They were waiting there, and they had a real good preacher down there. He was called Job. And you see, Job had already said, I know my Redeemer liveth. I shall see him in the latter days. And Jesus come down to that place. You can imagine Job when he saw him. There was a shout in Abraham's bosom. Isaiah was there. All them great old prophets was there. And they seen him coming in. And Job said, this is the one. This is the one I told you about. This is the one I knew I would stand again in the flesh and see God. And you know, when Jesus rose on Easter morning, the saints rose. And the Bible says the graves were opened. There was a rapture. Hallelujah. Oh, I'll tell you, the old devil was mad that day, wasn't he? But the graves opened. And all them saints arose, and the Bible says they saw them walking in the streets and the cities. Now you remember what the prophet in our day said.
Yeah.
When this thing takes place, they'll come into you.
Amen.
Where you are.
Amen.
They'll come into you. They'll appear onto you.
Yes.
Then you'll know it's on.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
And these saints here appeared to them.
Amen.
And they saw them.
Amen.
I'm sure they were wondering who they were. Maybe they didn't know them all, but they've seen them anyhow.
Amen.
And I tell you, we're going to be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
But you see, this thing could be over 40 days, he says, in one place, or 30 days.
Yes.
But they're going to come in unto us.
Amen.
We know that there's going to be a meeting up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you, brothers, there's great things ahead. The spoken word's coming.
Amen.
He says, what you see now will be nothing to when the squeeze comes on. I'll tell you, God's people's going to have power.
Amen.
Isn't it wonderful?
Amen.
The Lord's going to change us. Praise God for it.
Amen.
Isn't it wonderful? Praise the Lord. Amen. Its blood must be sprinkled. Look at this here. It must be applied both to the altar and to the heart. Not just to the altar, but to the altar and the heart. And you see, that's why the prophet said that it must go down into the soul to birth you. Not just justification by faith, but the Holy Spirit birthing you. Born again of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Birthed from the soul.
Yeah.
Birthed from the inside.
Amen.
Right from in deep, and then it comes out.
Amen.
From the inside to the outside.
Amen.
I tell you, God's changing us. Born again of God.
Amen.
Then the Bible says that new creatures in Christ Jesus. Another version says new creations.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus. Amateur gods, if you like.
Amen.
Ain't that something? You see, what Adam lost was restored back.
Amen.
Because of our emancipation proclamation.
Yeah.
It's been brought back.
Amen.
And you know God's already sent a manifested son and shown it in the 20th century. How many believe that's right?
Amen.
I believe it like that. But I'll tell you, brothers, what it's going to be. God's going to do something with us. These bodies are going to be changed. The prophet says you need a faith for divine healing. And you need love. You know, I've been studying a lot what he said about all the gifts and the different things. We've been preaching on it at home. Love.
Amen.
He says, without perfect love, you can't enter there.
Amen.
Perfect love. And then you go back. He said he preached what Paul preached.
Yeah.
And then Paul says you can have tongues and prophecies and know all the mysteries. But if you don't have love,
Amen.
You're only a sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. Amen. Love your brother. Love your sister.
Amen.
Don't hold anything against them. Even if it tears the heart of you, Brother Branham says, get it right.
Amen.
Not what he says.
Amen.
And I tell you, I believe it tonight.
Amen.
That we should love one another.
Amen.
And I'll tell you, this church, it's going to go. It's going to be a going.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the investigating angels has been here.
Amen.
We know them two messengers, when they go up, you watch, he said. And one of them's gone and one of them's near to go. Now you know where I'm talking about down in Genesis. And it's typed to this very day. I tell you, brothers, we're at the end time.
Amen.
And we need to be ready.
Amen.
We need to have this blood sprinkled on us.
Amen.
The sprinkled blood saved the firstborn in Egypt in Exodus 12. That's what saved them. In Exodus chapter 12, the sprinkled blood saved them. And the sprinkled blood saves tonight.
Amen.
And Brother Branham says, you know this Holy Ghost gospel is covered in blood.
Amen.
It's covered in blood, he says. It's Holy Ghost gospel.
Hallelujah.
The blood of the sprinkling still speaks. Look at Hebrews 12, verse 24. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, that speaks better things than that of Abel's.
Amen.
Now we know that Cain slew Abel, because Abel offered by revelation.
Amen.
Cain offered well, you know. Did you know Cain offered an excellent sacrifice? You say, how do you know that? Because the Bible says Abel offered a more excellent.
Yes.
More excellent.
Yes.
So if Abel offered a more excellent, Cain offered excellent.
Yes.
But excellent didn't do.
Yes.
More excellent done.
Yes.
You see, because Abel had a revelation.
Yes.
Cain never rightly divided the word.
Yes.
Cain went his own way.
Yes.
Cain went in his own program. Yes. Cain went in his own thinking. But Abel knew, because he was a son of Adam.
Amen.
And Adam knew that when they sinned, God made them aprons.
Amen.
For they were naked.
Amen.
The sacrifice took place.
Amen.
You can't break scripture. Tell your children. Tell your children's children the things the Lord's done.
Amen.
And you see, you know, the both boys were told, but one of them never registered.
Amen.
But the other one did.
Amen.
And when it came to make the offering, Abel came with blood. The blood of a lamb.
Amen.
The prophet said he got a rock and cut his throat. He says you can imagine it. Threw it over his shoulder. Here comes bloody Abel. But God received him.
Amen.
Oh, but Cain, you see, he was such a nice fella. Cain was such a lovely fella, you see, he didn't want blood in his hands. You imagine that? He wouldn't kill the lamb, but he could kill the half brother.
Amen.
Think of that.
Amen.
He wouldn't kill a lamb, but he'd kill his half brother.
Amen.
I tell you, that's like some people, they're against eating meat and all these different things. And, you know, they're so religious. Now, if you don't eat meat, don't worry, I'm not talking about you, but understand what I'm saying.
Amen.
Cain, you see, wouldn't bring the bloody lamb, but he could kill his own brother.
Amen.
But God saw the voice of the blood.
Amen.
And God said to Cain, what hast thou done with thy brother Abel?
Yes.
And he says, am I my brother's keeper? And God said, Abel's blood cries to me from the thorns.
Amen.
I want you to think of this for a moment. The blood of Abel cried from the thorns where the curse was. God heard the cry of the blood.
Amen.
The blood of Abel cried for vengeance.
Amen.
God came to avenge. Then 2,000 years ago at Easter, the blood of Jesus cried from the thorns in his brow, which represented the curse.
Amen.
And they never cried for revenge. They cried for mercy.
Amen.
Father, forgive them.
Amen.
For they know not what they do. They cried from the curse, from the thorns.
Hallelujah.
I want you to see, Abel was a shepherd. Jesus was a shepherd.
Amen.
You see, tonight, it's wonderful, isn't it?
Amen.
All the types in the Bible. Christ's blood cried, and God heard the blood.
Amen.
He heard the blood of his son crying, and he raised him on Easter morning.
Amen.
Because the psalmist said, thou shalt not leave a soul in hell, neither shalt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. And Brother Branham said he raised up within 72 hours. He never saw corruption.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I'm glad he raised up.
Amen.
Seated at the right hand of majesty and high.
Amen.
And gave gifts unto man. And ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. Here's another thought. Says inward parts must be washed. Verse 9. The inwards may suggest the thoughts and feelings, the intents of the heart. And all our thoughts and all our feelings must be brought to the altar. All our thoughts and our feelings, the Bible says, cast down all reasoning. Cast down all vain imagination. You could think something and it could be wrong. And the devil wants to give you thoughts. You know, an old preacher said one time, a young fellow asked him, and he said, you know, if I'm having thoughts, preacher, is that a sin? And he says, son, come with me. And he took him out to where there was trees and lots of crows. You know what the crows are here in Dublin. The black birds. The big birds that go in the trees. And he says, you see, look how many crows are sitting in that tree. And you can't stop the crows sitting in it. But he said, if you don't scare them, and you don't put a bang off, they'll nest in that tree. And then you'll have trouble. So he says, when you see them fluttering round the tree, let the bang off and scare them before the nest. And the devil will give you thoughts and different things, but you must cast it down.
Amen.
Resist the devil and he'll flee.
Amen.
Let the bang off of the word.
Amen.
Get behind me, Satan.
Amen.
Don't let him nest and build his nest.
Amen.
For he'll do it if you let him. And then when he builds his nest, there's wee birds come forth. Wee black ones. And then wee ones come forth. Then you've got more trouble. And that's like the man in the Bible when the Spirit was cast out of him. And he never got the Holy Spirit. Then the demons come back with more wee devils. And his last state was worse than his first. So nip it on the bud. Yield to the Spirit of God. Yield to the Word of God. And resist the enemy.
Amen.
Amen. These inward parts must be clean before God. And all was perfect in his Son. Of the highest as our Passover lamb. He could say, look at Psalms 40 verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O God. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart.
Amen.
Jesus couldn't be condemned. You know, when you look at the trials, You could do so many studies, the injustice of the trials of Christ. And they trialed him 3 times. And they could find no fault in him. And Pilate said, I find no fault in this man. But yet they crucified him. He had broke no laws, he wasn't guilty. But they crucified him. But we know it was ultimately God's plan. So that there'd be an Easter morning. Praise God. And must be all laid upon the altar. Verse 9. All was given to God. He offered himself holy and acceptable. A sweet savour unto the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus never held back. He offered everything he had.
Amen.
All upon the altar.
Amen.
Many times we as Christians don't give all.
Amen.
We hold back a bit.
Amen.
It's like the man said about the rooms in a house. There's some rooms the Lord's not allowed into. In our life now I'm talking about. But it's like a house. But we need to open every door.
Amen.
We need to let him into all the house.
Amen.
He wants to be Lord of our lives.
Amen.
Lord of every room. Lord of every situation.
Amen.
Lord of all.
Amen.
Praise his name.
Amen.
Ephesians 5 verse 2 says, and walk in love as Christ also have loved us. And have given himself for us an offering. And a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour. Now I want you to see something. How's the time going, brother? Praise God. You enjoying it?
Amen.
Amen. I'm trying to go slow, but you know it's difficult for me. I'm trying, brother. I want you to see from this.
the things about the offerer that we learn from this. An approach offering was needed. An approach offering was needed. Because of sin, man has forfeited all his right and fitness to approach God. So an approach offering was needed. Christ had to come. We could never approach God without Christ.
Amen.
Christ had to come. Jesus is that way. The prophet of God said there's two ways. I preached a sermon from that quote. The Lord gave me a message. Two ways. You remember that message, brother?
Amen.
He said there's your way and there's God's way. Amen. He said your way is an imagination. But God's way is a revelation.
Amen.
Your way will take you away from God. But His way will bring you to God.
Amen.
Because you see, no man can come to Him except He draws you. The work of the Holy Spirit. Brother Branham says, don't tell me you came seeking God. God came seeking you.
Amen.
When the preacher preaches a sermon, that's God seeking you.
Amen.
When the believers get together to worship and God leads a sinner to come in, that's God seeking you.
Amen.
That's what it is, you know. That's a time when God can reach you. You know that the rapture won't go till the last one comes.
Amen.
We need to try and get the last one.
Amen.
Amen. And when the last one comes, we're going. Oh, I would to God, I believe it's soon. I believe it's near.
Amen.
Amen. We see the signs all around us. Oh, you could preach a whole thing on it, but I want to stay with this tonight. But there's so many ways you could go, you know that. An approach offering, Romans 5 verse 12 says this, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. And because all have sinned, we needed an approach offering. We couldn't come to God of any righteousness of our own. We couldn't come to God of any works of our own. We couldn't come to God with anything we could do of our own strength or virtue or holiness, for we had none. But we needed an approach offering. And Jesus was that approach offering. Here's another thing about it. The offering was to be voluntary. A voluntary offering. Not a forced offering like some of these movies display. But Christ was voluntarily, He came.
Amen.
Just like Isaac a type.
Yeah.
Amen. He voluntarily came.
Amen.
He was laid upon the cross. He was nailed to the cross.
Amen.
He was nailed to the cross for me.
Amen.
He voluntarily came.
Yeah.
He came voluntarily. And He wants you to come voluntarily.
Amen.
He wants you to come to Him. Our own voluntary will is responsible for our accepting or rejecting God's great offering for our sins. Ye will not come to me that you might have life. John 5 verse 40.
Amen.
That's what Jesus told them. You won't come to me that you might have life. Because if you did come to me, you would have life. That's what Jesus says. And we must come to Christ to have life.
Amen.
There's no life in anything else. Only in Christ.
Amen.
Brother Branham said people are not getting to Christ.
Amen.
He said that in 65, wasn't it, brother?
Yeah.
People are not getting to Christ. Not the organization.
Yeah.
Not a ritual or a program or a church, but Christ.
Amen.
You must get to Christ. That's where the life is.
Amen.
That's where the experience will take place. He is that Holy Ghost baptizer.
Amen.
That seals you.
Amen.
Into the body of Christ.
Amen.
Unto the day of redemption.
Amen.
Then when you get the Holy Spirit, you'll be lit up inside.
Amen.
Are you following me?
Amen.
And when you hear the truth that's come, you'll know it.
Yes.
Because His Spirit will bear witness to His Word.
Amen.
Won't deny the Word.
Amen.
It'll amen the Word. It'll believe the Word.
Amen.
It'll accept the Word.
Amen.
That's a proof you've got it.
Amen.
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 Oh, it'll make you love your brother. It'll make you love your sister.
Amen.
Praise God. All that God would give us a baptism of love.
Amen.
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 And we'd love one another more.
Amen.
Praise God. Isn't that what we need tonight? I believe it. Praise God.
Amen.
Eternal life only comes from Jesus. I want you to read something in a wee moment that the prophet says from a message called Pardon. But first of all, there must be a personal identification. This word identification has blessed me so much. So many times Brother Branham uses this word. Identification.
Amen.
Identified. He shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering. In verse 4 of Leviticus 1. You must be identified with the offering.
Amen.
You must come in contact personally with it.
Amen.
Your own experience. Your own encounter. With the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
With the Lord Jesus. Here's what Brother Branham says about it. He said this in 1963. Message called Pardon. We're Christians because I went and joined the church. Joining a church is fine. But until you are identified.
Amen.
Till you lay your hands upon Him.
Amen.
And you and He become one.
Amen.
Until the Spirit of Christ becomes in you. And you in Christ. Until you become a son and a daughter of God. There don't seem to be the sincerity that they ought to have.
Amen.
It becomes a ritual. Just the same as it is now. It's a ritual for people to become a Christian. You've got to be identified with Christ.
Amen.
And His life living in you. That's when you're identified with Christ. It's when Christ lives in you. It isn't a ritual. It isn't belonging to church. That's all good. But you see the real sincerity. You must be identified with Him. When you're identified with Christ, the life of Christ in you, the Word's in you.
Amen.
The Word is in you.
Amen.
Living in you.
Amen.
You say, brother, what do you mean? We're written epistles, seen and read of all men.
Amen.
You will live the Word.
Amen.
Don't preach me a sermon. Live me the Word.
Amen.
When you live me the Word, you're preaching me a better sermon.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Now what Brother Branham said.
Amen.
Live the Word.
Be
identified with Christ.
Amen.
What the Word says, do it.
Amen.
You see, people struggle with, you know, I was talking to a brother coming down. Even some of our own children, they struggle with things. They can't do it.
Amen.
Because they need an experience.
Amen.
They need an experience with Christ.
Amen.
And when they have an experience with Christ, they'll do the right thing.
Amen.
But until they love Jesus more than the world,
Amen.
They'll never do it.
Amen.
You can force them. You can make them do it. But when they come a certain age, you can't do that no more.
Amen.
But I'll tell you what.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit can do it.
Amen.
We don't do it because we're forced to. We do it because we love Him.
Amen.
We love Him.
Amen.
The sisters, brothers, we dress right, we act right. Not because we have to, because we love Him.
Amen.
Because He first loved us. We're identified with Him.
Amen.
Now we're identified with Him. The prophet preached a whole list on it.
Amen.
He went right through the whole Bible.
Amen.
When they crossed the Red Sea, I was there.
Amen.
Identified with Him.
Amen.
When Jesus went to Calvary, I was there. Identified with Him.
Amen.
When the Holy Ghost fell the day of Pentecost,
Amen.
I was there, He says. Identified with Him.
Amen.
We must have the same identification in Christ.
Amen.
In Him.
Amen.
Him in us. What's that now? That's the vine. Then there's the branches.
Amen.
If you abide in the vine, and He abides in you,
amen,
amen, then you can ask what you will.
Amen.
And my Father will do it.
Amen.
That's what Jesus said. Ask what you will.
Amen.
You know the prophet said there's coming a time when we will ask what we will.
Amen.
There's coming a time when we won't pray for it, but we'll be fit to speak it.
Amen.
He says, you watch when this squeeze takes place, what the third tool will do. You will speak the word. Limbs will be created. Arms will be created.
Amen.
I tell you, our God can do it.
Amen.
You think God's going to change these bodies?
Amen.
But we can't do it. But He can do it.
Amen.
You see, Brother Branham says it wasn't me. I was only there when He came.
Amen.
Watch what He said.
Hallelujah.
Whatever He said will never fail.
Amen.
Watch what He said. And that same prophet said you must be identified with Christ.
Amen.
Christ, you must have your own experience.
Amen.
Just the same as Jesus said.
Amen.
Just the same as Paul said.
Amen.
The exact same gospel message.
Amen.
You see, the real message is the real gospel.
Amen.
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 There's no difference.
Amen.
This is the real end time gospel we have.
Amen.
We've been brought back to it by Elijah.
Amen.
Back to the Word. Turned around. Back to the book. Back to the absolute.
Amen.
back to the true word of God. And all them loose ends tied up in one complete revelation of the mystery of Jesus Christ revealed. Amen. They dabbed at it, poked at it, and all the rest down through the ages. But at the end time, a perfect interpretation with divine vindication. Amen. 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 Identified in Christ. Are you identified in Christ? Is he in you? Are you in him? You're living by his strength. You're living by his grace. Amen. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Amen.
Be of good cheer. Jesus says, I've overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil.
Amen.
Be of good cheer.
Amen.
Amen. The touch of appropriation. It is the touch of the faith. The learning of the believing heart.
Amen.
Here's another thought. The offer was accepted in the offering. When Christ died, he had already accepted you. You didn't know it.
Yes.
Brother Branham said you always were saved.
Amen.
But you didn't know it.
Amen.
But he brought you through the experience to it.
Amen.
But he already knew you.
Amen.
You were in the thoughts of God.
Amen.
Way before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
He had a thought. And the Bible says God had good thoughts for you.
Amen.
If the devil tells you bad things, now he's a liar.
Amen.
God has good thoughts for you.
Amen.
And you were one of God's good thoughts. I want you to be uplifted tonight. Listen to me.
Amen.
Don't let the devil hold you down for an hour minute.
Amen.
You're one of God's good thoughts.
Amen.
Do you realize that?
Amen.
It's nothing to do with your height, whether you're tall or small or broad or narrow. That's nothing to do with it. It's the soul.
Amen.
Christ redeemed your soul.
Amen.
It's your soul.
Amen.
This here's going to the dust.
Amen.
This is only a suitcase for the soul. We're escaping this pest house.
Amen.
This is a house of corruption.
Amen.
We're going to escape this body. We're going to have a glorified body.
Amen.
There's a theophany calling.
Amen.
You see, we bypassed that theophanic form because what happened in the garden.
Amen.
But we're going to get back to that.
Amen.
Because the second Adam has made the way for it.
Amen.
And he's brought in the quickening power.
You,
that's the same power. Now listen, that's the same quickening power that came in Abraham and Sarah.
Amen.
And it was absolutely impossible for it to be done what was said would be done, but it happened.
Amen.
Old grandma Abraham's, the milk veins dried up, it ceased to be with her after the manner of women. That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
But the same Bible says they met God.
Amen.
They met God.
Amen.
When you meet God,
amen.
Melchizedek,
amen.
The same one that was in Jesus, they met him.
Yeah.
That's the same one that was in Christ that they met. God just took a step down. Come strolling along, he made himself a body and come in it. Mask, amorpha, the prophet called it. The same one playing the different characters, but the same one all the time, changes his mask, but the same one, the same God.
Amen.
Same Jehovah.
Amen.
Comes down to Abraham at the cool of the evening.
Amen.
I tell you, brothers, do you realize that many times the Bible talks like that? Adam and Eve, cool of the evening.
Amen.
God come walking in the cool of the evening.
Amen.
Abraham, cool of the evening.
Amen.
Comes at the evening. 20th century, light at evening time.
Amen.
Evening. What is this? This is the evening.
Amen.
I just don't mean naturally here. I mean spiritually.
Amen.
This is evening time.
Amen.
This is the end time.
Amen.
There shall be light at the evening time, and the path of glory ye shall surely find.
Amen.
And at the time when there was a visitation, now listen to me. Abraham met him at the evening time. 26 years seemed a long time, but now for us it's not so long. Now we've been in evening time. But it was 26 years for Abraham. I don't know how long it'll be with us, but it was only 26 years, and then something happened.
Amen.
The transforming power, Brother Branham said, came upon Abraham and Sarah.
Amen.
And God transformed their bodies. 100 years old, Abraham, Sarah, you know how he says it? To meet the promise of the hour.
Amen.
They were promised a son coming. 26 years before he come. We've had an appearing. And we've been promised a son coming. Are you following this? Amen. Can you get it? Just like Abraham met God. Who did he meet? God. Who have we met? God. Who appeared? God appeared. God appeared. Do you believe God appeared in the 20th century? It had to be God. Absolutely, God appeared. And the appearing foreruns the second coming. As John the Baptist is sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, your ministry will forerun the second coming of Christ. And God comes in a physical body. You could take this further, but I'm not going to. But you could, and it's still true. Amen. Isn't that the truth? But some people wouldn't get it. But it is true. God comes in a body and stands before Abraham, gives him the promised son. Now, brothers, we've been given a promise. We've been told it's even at the door. The son's coming. We need to be identified tonight. For this quickening power's coming. This quickening power's coming on the real church. The bride. That is the real church. The bride. There's lots of imitation. I'm talking about the real one. Not the counterfeit. The real one. She's going to be changed. Not a height nor Harvey on the left. Everybody had changed. Transformed by the power of Almighty God. Just like Sarah and Abraham was transformed and the child come forth because of the word of promise. And God with the same word, with the same promise, is going to do it again. Amen. The offer was accepted, and I've got off the trail, but I'm back now. Did you enjoy it? And it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. He hath made us accepted in the beloved. Ephesians 1 verse 6 tells us. Glorious gospels that by our acceptance of his offering we are made acceptable unto God, justified freely from all things. And Brother Branham says the word justified means you never done it in the first place. Amen. You never done it. And Colossians says it was contrary to you. Amen. He's quoting the word. Amen. Do you realize the prophet in the 20th century quoted the word?
Amen.
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 It was the word of God. He says it's check it out with the word.
Yes.
It was the word. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad for that.
Amen.
Aren't you? He brought us back to the Word.
Amen.
And you know what the Word is? Christ.
Amen.
Christ. The anointed Word. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We're privileged tonight. Accepted unto God, justified free from all things. Justified.
Amen.
Who can condemn you if you're justified?
Amen.
Who can lay anything, Romans 8 says, to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifies. Who is he that condemns? Now, think of when the devil says to you this or that, and I told you, you were one of God's good thoughts.
Amen.
Then the devil's a liar.
Amen.
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 This privilege is offered to all, but all won't come.
Amen.
Noah preached a message to them all,
Amen.
But they all didn't come. Only eight came. And as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot,
Amen.
So shall it be when the Son of Man appears.
Amen.
Brother, we have seen a repeat, haven't we?
Yes.
Repeat. As it was when Brother Branham said in 1965, have you ever seen homosexuality like it is today? What would he say tonight?
Amen.
It was nothing in 65 to now.
Amen.
Absolutely nothing compared to now what it is today.
Amen.
It's unbelievable. And they're trying to teach children and everything that all these things are normal. And I don't want to say too much, you know. You understand, but wisdom. But anyhow, I can say things, you'll know what I'm talking about. The state, the whole thing's in the condition of the hour. Women with women, men with men, so forth. Forsaking the natural use of the woman, Paul said. Burning in lust, one toward another. Is that not like Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah? As it was then, so shall it be.
Amen.
It's in the worst condition it's ever been in.
Amen.
Then the prophets asked the question, has God lost control? No, he says. He's just permitting another agency to run things for a season. Because the devil's a tool in the hand of God. But God has not lost control. But as it was, so shall it be. This offering's offered to all, but all won't come. All won't be identified. It won't be identified. There's many things people don't want to be identified with. Baptism, the name of Jesus Christ, the Godhead, all the so many different things. But we want to identify it with all the Word. All of it. We know he's coming again. This privilege is offered to all. If any man, in verse 2 it says, of Leviticus, this is a wide door opened by the infinite mercy of God, salvation by the offering of Christ, brought within the reach of every man who has heard the tidings. He is a propitiation for the whole world. The first epistle of John, chapter 2, verse 2 says this, and he is a propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Listen to this. The word propitiation is like conciliation, which is the same as appease, which means to satisfy. God demanded a penalty for sin. So you had to be appeased, satisfied. Only Christ could meet those demands. Only Christ could meet them. I'm going to come to close. Only Christ could meet those demands. And God had demands, and only Christ could meet those demands. And he wants us to be identified in him.
Amen.
At Easter, he doesn't want us to be identified with an Easter egg. Now, if you want to eat an egg, that's fine. You know, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you can't eat chocolate. But I'm just saying the whole thing behind it's wrong.
Amen.
You know, what the world looks at's wrong. It's all about Christ.
Amen.
Easter's all about the resurrection. The rising of the sun.
Amen.
We want to be identified with him.
Amen.
And it's so good that people can come together this time of year and put Christ first.
Amen.
And set time aside for the Lord.
Amen.
And set time aside for the things of God, to hear the word of God.
Amen.
I hope you're encouraged tonight.
Amen.
Let us come and bow our heads. And I'm not going to call anybody for prayer tonight. Maybe tomorrow, if the Lord leads, we'll pray for some people. If that's how the Lord leads, in this, you know. While every head's bowed, every eye closed, maybe we could stand to our feet and the musicians could come. I want to talk to everybody tonight, especially the young people. Have you ever been identified with Christ? Have you let him into every room of your heart? Have you accepted him as your Lord and Savior? Have you received the Holy Spirit? Are you identified in him? When this takes place, when we talk about and preach about, when God was going to change the believers' bodies and we're going to be caught up and meet the Lord in the air, do you know you're going? Or will you be left behind? There were so many in the days of Noah, but only 8 souls were saved.
Amen.
They didn't heed to Noah's message. They didn't heed to Noah's call. Will you heed to the call tonight? If there's one person in you, would say, yes, I want the Lord. Now, this is for those that is sincere about it, and you really want the Lord Jesus. Lift your hand before the Lord.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless your son. Now where you are with your hands up, listen, I want you just to pray a simple prayer. The Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, Romans 10 verse 9,
Amen.
Shall be saved. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. That if you will confess to your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Now we know that's your first step, and then you come right on through and get baptized and all, but that's your first step to believe.
Amen.
And accept Christ. Then you must come on through to water baptism and receiving the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But you that's raised your hand, will you pray this prayer after me tonight? Pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I call upon your name. I believe in you tonight, Lord. I confess all my sins. Forgive me for every sin. Wash me in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
I believe that God raised you from the dead. Come into my life and my heart right now, as I accept you in Jesus' name. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Wash me in your precious blood. Cleanse me from every foul spirit and every work of the devil. I renounce it, and I accept Christ. I want to be identified with you. I receive you now. I welcome the Holy Spirit into my life. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Heavenly Father, bless your people tonight. Bless every head that's bowed in this room.
Amen.
And Father, we thank you for the lovely presence of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for this gathering tonight, for the pastor and for all the believers. Lord, we're glad that we could take time to come and hear from your word and hear from you, Lord, and with such a privilege, Lord, at this Easter time, to think of your resurrection. And we're glad tonight we're saved. We're glad tonight we're identified in you. We're glad tonight that when we pray, you hear us. Because we're coming to the throne of mercy, for we have a high priest that's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Father, I pray over this weekend that thou would move mightily by the power of the Holy Ghost, that thou would bring us into a higher realm, as it were, with thee, that you will walk in the midst of us, and that all sickness will go, and every disease will go, and the perfect health and blessing will come upon thy dear children. For I ask it in Jesus' precious name. Now, Lord, watch over every one of us. As we go our different ways, keep us as the apple of thy eye.
Amen.
Until we meet or thou would come or call. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. God bless each one as the pastor calls.
Amen. Amen.
Saints, let's sing that song, Justified. What could be a greater privilege this evening, if you think of where you are, than to be justified? You might have millions in the bank, you might have a big name among the people, but to be justified before God, our friends, it's the greatest thing that God can do for you. And to be sealed away, that your soul can never be lost. Friends, I think we should worship the Lord this evening for his goodness and his grace.
I was sitting alone and wondering about what I'm supposed to do. I can't deny the times I make mistakes. I can't hide from living in you. But I knew that deep within my soul I felt sorry. So I just cried and said, forgive me, Lord, forgive me again. Justify, justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. Justify, oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. So often I'm discouraged when I count the times I go, 'cause it proves I'll be victorious when I know I'm not at all. Then I heard an eagle say, you've not done it in the first place, you justify.
Yeah. witnesses we declare at the coming of our Savior. Oh, He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's coming. Sky, we shall come to prepare. He's coming soon and very soon. He's come. Soon He's coming. Oh, in joy we welcome His return in May. You
To him before we go tonight. If he's spoken to you, speak back to him. Whatever he's quickened your soul to believe, claim it as yours. Let's express ourselves to him before we depart from this place. Let's all pray.
Father, we're grateful, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord. Father, again, Lord, Father, even to speak, Father. Even, Lord, in confirmation of your word. Father, Lord, how we long, Father, for that change. Precious Savior, Lord, that dimension change. Father, Lord, that we can, Lord, Father, oh God, be, Lord, Father, oh God, right, Lord, Savior, where you are, Lord. Father, where we, Lord, Savior, behold you. Where, Lord, Savior, Father, it won't be, Lord, Savior, this life. Father, Lord, even as our brother has ministered tonight, it won't be this sin-cursed earth, Lord Savior, it won't be this old pest house. But Lord, we would, Lord, dwell with you. Father, in dying, Lord Savior,
Lord, we just, Lord, cleanse, Father, our lives, Lord, even at this time. Cleanse our homes. Cleanse the road ahead of us, Lord God. Give us, Lord, Father, thine wisdom, Lord. Give us thine grace and strength, Lord, even at this time. All we desire, Lord Savior, to be one with thee, Lord. To be led of thee, Lord, Savior, to be led of thee, Lord, Savior, God. Grant us now, thy grace always be praised.
Just ask Brother Max to come to pray for us at the end. Let's just sing that chorus again. His throne comes down. The place.
Surely around it, his throne comes down. Surely around it, the door to heaven is found. And we know we stand on holy ground. He is yes, all around. Surely around it, yes, surely around it. Yes.
door to heaven is found, and when we know we're standing on holy ground, is all surely around you, surely.
Received you as the true sacrifice. Amen. Lord, we know how many sacrifices were made in the old time. They all pointed to you. Amen. And the Lord Jesus, you came down from your glory without blemish, without spot, without wrinkle. Amen. Without sin, Lord, you came to be one of us and took our place, Lord, and receive the penalty of death. Lord, this evening, we thank you for the message that has come to bring that remembrance to us, Lord. Father, we look at Calvary. We really appreciate you, Lord Jesus, that you were wounded, O God, for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. Or even for our peace, Lord, the chastisement was upon you. And by your stripes, Lord, we were healed. Amen. Lord, we say thank you, O God, for all that you have done for us, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, we are not ashamed also, Father, to proclaim the same, that, Lord, all you did it for us, O God. Amen. And tonight, Lord Jesus, we lift up, O God, our hearts and say, Lord, thank you, O God, that you paid that price, Lord, for us. Thank you that you knew us even before the foundation of the world. Amen. Oh, and that Lord Jesus, through predestination, O God, you said you will bring us back to the original. We thank you for the restoration you have given to us. We thank you for the message of the hour. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Father, we want to say thank you for our precious brother, O Lord, having laid himself aside, O God, for you to use him, O God, to bring this remembrance to us at this time, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, we thank you, God. Even, Lord, we know once again, tomorrow will be another great visitation, Lord. Amen. So we want to commit our brother, Lord, into your hands, O God, that the virtues that have gone out of him, O God, Father, once again, Lord, replenish. Oh, let it be overflowing. That, Lord Jesus, as we sit at your feet again, O Lord, we will receive overflowing blessings, O God. Hallelujah. Father, we commit it into your hands, Lord. And Father, the same also, as many that weren't able to come, we give Lord Jesus that same blessings, the portion that we have received here, O God. Yes. Let it be unto them also. Amen. Father, once again, we say thank you. We bless you, Lord.
Amen.
And even as we are living, O God, we know the Lord Jesus, you grant us once more genuine mercies. As you brought us in the Alpha, you'll be our Omega. Yes, you'll take us safely Amen. Home again, Lord. Amen. And Father, let us go with all these things that we have heard. Oh, Lord, remembering, oh God, especially, Lord, the price you paid for us. Yes. That, Lord, our life, oh God, will tune, oh God, for the purpose for which you paid for. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus, once again. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. We give all the glory. Tomorrow, Lord Jesus, if you tarry, bring us back again. Amen. And Lord Jesus, lift us up again. Amen. And by your way to God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Amen. Saints, we so appreciate Brother Tom. God bless you. Thank you so much, prayer. Amen. Wonderful start. And the Bible says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning. Amen. So what a wonderful promise that it is. So we look forward to tomorrow. God bless you. Safe journey back. Saints, let's come in tomorrow. Start singing 2:30. So let's come in 2 o'clock, quiet time tomorrow afternoon. 2:30, let's get into worship. We're really asking the saints with the gifts. To those who weren't here the previous Friday, last Friday night, that was a blessing. Anybody was here that night when the sisters came and sang? Ha! When you say, surely, his throne comes down. That night it was such a blessing. So really ask the saints, come with your gifts, come with your talents, come. Let's worship the Lord at this Easter time. Amen. Then after the first service, we'll have about an hour's break. Bring your food. Let's have something to eat, and we get into the second service. And I'm so glad myself with all my heart to see Brother Lubanza. Are you going to be around, bro? Will you be here tomorrow? Okay, you let us know, bro. That's my prayer. Amen. That instead of preparing a convention Hallelujah. Messages for the brothers in New Zealand, maybe the Lord was allowing the brother to prepare them for us.
Hallelujah.
But well, according to our faith, let it be so. You let us know, bro, if you are going to be around. Please, brother, then we'd be so glad if you take the evening service and Sunday morning. It would be a great blessing unto us. So you let us know tomorrow. Others, we'll have to stand in the gap. We'll have to just... You don't like to take messages at conventions yourself. It's nice to have other people to come and minister. It's so much better. So may the Lord bless you. Let's dismiss as we sing that song, Holy Words, Long Preserved. Aren't you glad for the Holy Words?
Holy Words, long preserved for our walk in this world. Things resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart, words of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us go, in this world, where we roam, ancient words will guide us,
ancient words,
ancient words. True, changing me and changing you, we have come with open hearts, oh let the ancient words impart,
ancient words,
ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words depart. Holy words of our faith, handed down to this age, came to us through sacrifice. Oh, he the faithful words of Christ, holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words depart. Oh, ancient words. Changing me and changing you, we have come.